I've always known I've been black. Never wanted to be anything other but black. I grew up in a single-parent household, women at the head of my household. I never really talk about my Haitian side. I don't speak Creole. Growing up, it was these stigmas about being too African or a foreigner. We were kind of made fun of. Whenever I told somebody that, ew, they do voodoo. So I never really talked about it because of that. I didn't want to get into arguments about what I know is not true. In my household, we're black people. I don't really think that my family is very aware of the conditions. If they're aware of the conditions that are systemically put into place, they just think it's easier to adhere. I'm not really fond of following respectability policies. That part of me didn't really come out until I got to college, when my whole idea of race shifted. When it came to me having conversations with my white friends, or people that I thought were my friends, it just became that I really don't want to have this conversation. I'm not arguing with you about what's fact. You just don't want to see it because it's hard for people to acknowledge their own privilege, especially when it's harmful and hurtful. Within my family, I'm not as explicit. My mom will say, "Black people need to stop acting like this." That doesn't make it right. Everybody doesn't understand. My family, sometimes, they just kind of look at it as it is. This is how it is. This is how it's been. This is how it's going to be. There's no point in trying to fight or argue or be open with your point of view. My mom has told me that a lot. "You're very offensive in the things that you are saying." I'm not trying to be offensive, but it's the fact. I'm not making this up. I'm not saying, "You're that white person that is, you know, discriminating." But I am saying, collectively, as a group, this is the stuff that's happening, and this is the privilege that you have, whether you see it as a privilege. We all have some sort of privilege, whether we recognize it or not. I think about discrimination based off someone's skin tone. Understanding that lighter skin is what's socially seemingly better than being darker. I think about people, "I'm team light skin, I'm team dark skin." These trivial conversations that really don't matter. It's just about trying to seem like you're better than someone else, just because of your skin color. Socially and systemically, light people benefit from it. Not saying that they want to, not saying that they acknowledge it, or saying that they're purposely seeking it, but it's just the way of the world. It's just the way that we've grown to look at beauty or look at what's better than. You have house slaves and you have field slaves. House slaves were closer to their white masters. Dark skin were in the field. You have all these images of black women being of lighter skin. If you had a darker woman on screen, she was a mammy, some kind of caretaker. Somebody that was literally frumpy and unattractive, and the sole purpose of them was to not be attractive. Socially and systemically, lighter people benefit from it. There's resentment on both ends of the spectrum. Sometimes with lighter skinned people. This way in general when it comes to privilege. When you have privilege, there's no point in victimizing yourself. You should just acknowledge it. It's easier for everybody if you just acknowledge it, because that way you can just utilize it for the better. Darker skinned women, who especially have an issue with themselves for being darker skin, dark tone, they have resentment towards women who didn't put this idea into place. You can't be mad at her. It's just resentment, and it's not being talked about. Or if it's being talked about, it's in a negative way. It's more divisive. Why do we have to say, "Oh, you're pretty for a dark-skinned girl"? I used to get that all the time. Such an underhanded compliment. You know, we as women, we can't feed into that. We should be the ones that should. I think a light-skinned woman should say, "She's pretty just because." I think we are responsible for protecting each other and uplifting each other. I don't see it happening until we stop the divisiveness amongst us. Black men. No other race is really going to understand it until our men understand it. They don't understand how much they play into a lot of the things that are harmful to black women and to the black community. It's very obvious when it's something against them, but when it comes to us, it's so much silence. It's so infuriating when it comes to the light skin and dark skin thing. Are you kidding me? They've just been conditioned to believe that light skin is better, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, or just what they see in music videos, what their family members talk about. Before being woke, I can see systemically how these things, you don't want to be the person that's being oppressed, period. Whatever you need to do to seemingly get yourself so far away from the status of being oppressed, that's what you do. You're only dating women of this color, or maybe you're not even dating black women in general. You're dating outside of your race. The problem is a lack of acknowledgement, a lack of accountability on their end. When they are being told what it is, when they are shown receipts or facts, they're still trying to deny these things. Recognize your prejudice or privilege or whatever it is. It'll just be easier. In general, over time, I've become more aware. The standard of beauty that everybody is on, and at the time, or maybe still is, this whole kick of being exotic or being racially ambiguous as much as possible, even still in that, is so much closer to the white standard. They're just changing the words of it now, and so it's less offensive. I don't really consider myself dark-skinned. I know people will say that. I say I'm brown. But I do understand how some women just don't feel good about themselves because of it. If I ever encountered a dude who said, "Oh, you're pretty for a dark-skinned girl," I'm not talking to you. I don't want to talk to you if that's what you think of me. I should be grateful that you think I'm pretty. Dark skin.